man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, yes, we can survive. This is your country folk up here in North Dakota. With the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Yesterday was the fifth anniversary, not of this show, but of something more important, the trip down the golden escalator by Donald Trump on June 16th, 2015 with Melania. And boy, nothing's been the same ever since. 5 years. So here we are. And let's see, this is Wednesday, so how long do we have to wait? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have to wait 72 hours for, I'll tell you what, just, I mean, to me, it's going to be a thrill, the Tulsa rally. And I think I heard people online talking about, very intelligently anticipating, that the pukes, the turds, the... of the left will probably right now, not, where do I put the word probably in there? I don't need that adverb. They are right now, for sure. They're trying to figure out a way to make the big, wonderful rally in Tulsa look like, will fit into their, Donald Trump uses the right phrase, COVID shaming. I'll talk about that in just a moment. I got a preliminary to take care of here. Today is June 17th. 2020. The show is live. I'm James Kelso. And you are you out there in Patriot Land. Well, they will be trying, the left wingers. I will bet you, for instance, that they will have in the rally, they will have some left, they always send some left wingers into a Trump rally. Normally just to shout and hold up their banners. But I'll bet you they send in a squad of Antifas whose job it is to cough in the rally. You know, to just go and cough everywhere. So the Trump team, I hope they have squads of people ready for that exact thing to happen. Some puke punk with skinny little arms, some little... creep from the university in their coughing away. Just pretend coughing, but you can't tell, can you? You don't know whether someone's real or not real and so on. So they'll have to have a drill for basically probably about four guys to pick up this little dirt bag. And then what they'll do is they'll kick and scream, of course, and which is dangerous. For everybody around, if you ever got kicked in the face by anybody, even a 90-pound little weakling, it hurts. So anticipate that. And I don't see how the security can screen for these Antifa people. So that we can anticipate that happening. It's all going to happen, unfold on Saturday. And we, patriots, how are we going to handle it? Well, we're going to be ready for it. Because if I'm sitting, I'm not going to be there because I'm too far away. But if I were sitting in the rally and a little Antifa puke or pukess, pukester or pukess, male or female or whatever sex they choose to be at that moment, starts coughing, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. You just cough your little face off, buddy. And we'll pick you up by both arms and both legs, and we'll transport you out into the parking lot. And if the police do or don't want to deal with you, Who gives a rat's ass? Just get you out into the parking lot and then you can go back home to mommy. But that's the way patriots at the rally should deal with it. Just, okay, and let America see this. Let America see this is what the left is about. People that go into a rally and cough. That is, how is that, may I ask you, how is that different from shouting fire in a crowded theater? Can you point out, compare and contrast with a college essay on that, you little pukesters? What's the difference? There is no difference. That's what the left is all about. Dirty tactics, kicking you in the nuts. Eye gouging. They teach eye gouging. Antifa does. This is what they're all about. This is what their predecessors, the Bolsheviks, were all about 100 years earlier. These are evil people. It's the best way to put it. So if you're asking yourself, why do they do evil things? Okay, I just gave you the answer. Now, let's take a look here at the hero of our time, Donald John Trump, who will be leading that incredible rally. And, you know, he will, with the greatest flair, he will be from the rostrum there. He will be calling the shots in there. So what I'm suggesting, you know, he'll tell people, say, stay calm. Pick him up, take him outside. And then the next one will start coughing. Pick him up, take him outside. And if they want to do it 10 times, well, America will see 10 times that this is where these people, these are the people that support Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and little Chuck Schumer. All right, the president has 82.2 million followers at this moment on Twitter. And he has some good things to say here. He says, he puts up a video from a website called MAGA, or that's got a MAGA logo. He's just retweeting somebody, and it looks like a little skit. I haven't watched it, so it's only 52 seconds long. Let's all take a chance here and see what it is that the president has retweeted. I'll tell you what the graphic is. It's a black guy in a sharp-looking red, white, and blue American flag jacket. I'd like to have one of those. It's a really nice jacket. And he, let's listen to him in this 52-second clip.
Here, Trump, and you ain't black.
Got blackness leaving my body because my body.
Okay.
Figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Got blackness leaving my body because Joseph told me nobody black voting for Trump is suave. Joe Biden, thanks for the guidance. So where do I turn this black heart and man into somebody who makes you the white man in charge of the black authority? Joe Biden, the biggest headache that I've had in my life. Not the first time you've been a black man's vice. Claiming you know about me, about that black man's plight. What the acting? You would rather give a black man life. That's
okay. So this is a black guy, a Trump supporter, who's rapping to creepy Joe Biden. Who you telling me I ain't black if I vote for Trump? Who you is, Joe Biden? Huh? Who do you think you are, you little worm, Joe Biden?
Ripping father figures from inside the home. Choke. You grew up in the purge, just be silent, Joe. Choke.
And you get the refrain there. That's great from the chorus. You grew up in the suburbs, and then they sing, Joe. Joe.
You don't know the hurt, you will never know. You try to start spinning free. Money for veterans, you plagiarize speeches. Speak. Speaking impediment.
You plagiarize speeches. Speak. Speaking impediment. Joe.
I'll never vote Joe, but Biden for president. Trump 2020 and still keeping my melanin. Joe.
Trump 2020 and still keeping my melanin. Joe. Oh, that's good. Now, the president put that up. I mean, you got to be loving it. Thank you, everybody who involved in putting that together, and then Donald Trump putting it out to 100 million followers. Here's another person he retweets. Quote, Trump isn't going to accept the 2020 election results, shout the people who still haven't accepted the 2016 election results. That's pretty good. Find another one. Okay, some pretty good tweets in here, all very good. Here's another black guy. His name is Jerron Smith 45. Kind of a pun there on the Smith 45, I think. But Jerron Smith 45, he says, what speaks louder than anything are the words of the executive order. It accounted for ways that we can reform our system in a positive way along with law enforcement. We had law enforcement leaders and families together. So this was a watershed moment for America. So says Jerron Smith 45, another black supporter of Donald Trump. And then I'm looking again, I played for you last night, this cavalcade of boats, this flotilla sailing down the Intracoastal Waterway in Jupiter, Florida, hundreds and hundreds of boats with all these Trump banners. And the music they were playing was, I was saying, was it the Washington Post March? No, it wasn't. I thought about it later. It was the Liberty Bell. And the reason you kept hearing the ship's bell sounding is that John Philip Sousa wrote actually a part for the bell, a bell in the song, the Liberty Bell. And he wrote the Liberty Bell song, March for a band, to commemorate the return of America's great Liberty Bell with a crack in it. Our Liberty Bell, have you seen it? I saw it once. Everybody should. It was returned to its resting place there in Philadelphia after having toured the United States. I don't remember which year that was in. But here, you'll hear, I'll play it just for a second. You can hear that music, the Liberty Bell. I'll go to the middle. Okay, nobody's sheltering in place. Nobody's safe distancing. I don't see anybody on those boats wearing masks. And I don't see, actually, the pretty girls on the front of the boats aren't wearing much at all. Oh, yeah, that's the spirit. That's the COVID spirit. And I appreciate everybody having that. So there you have it. Let's take a little look at the news here. And I'll tell you, this Donald Trump is such a fighter. This rally in Tulsa, I mean, get ready. Brace yourself, folks. It's going to be important. I think it'll be a minimum of 50,000 people will be there. Over a million have asked for tickets, and they're given automatically. So there are a million people out there with tickets. 50,000 for sure will show up. But it could be something we've never seen before. Something like 100,000. And they're not going to be too, you know, if I'm a little punk, Antifa, communist, I don't know that I want to be in the middle of that crowd. I just, something tells me these people, they don't like to be in any kind of a confrontational situation unless they outnumber the Patriots like at least 6-1. I don't know if they want to be outnumbered 100,000-10. I don't know if they like that. Anyway, we'll see on Saturday. The news. What do the drums say? All right. Here we are getting the tom-tom drums of the news. Of course not. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he wouldn't attend Trump's Tulsa rally. Oh, let's go see what this little punk, this little fake doctor, Dr. Fauchenstein, the man with no conscience, the man who wrecked the American economy and the European economies, wrecked the lives of millions of people. You little puke, you little vaccinator, you Fauci. Here's what he says. Doctor, and you know, why should somebody like that be allowed to use the honorable name doctor? Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said he would certainly not attend President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, hey, I got news for you, Fauchenstein. We wouldn't let you in, you little SOB. Citing personal health concerns stemming from the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Personally, I would not. Of course not, Fauci said in an interview with the Daily Beast. Well, who are the Daily Beast? That's the online arm of the Washington Post. I remember once I got a call from the Daily Beast. They wanted to interview me. This was many years ago. And I said, you're part of the Washington Post. No, I don't want to be interviewed by you. The reason being, if you know, how do you know they're lying? It's a Daily Beast. Either their hand is moving with their pen or their lips are moving as they speak. He said, no crowd. No crowd is better than crowd, said Fauci. Let's see, I'm going down here a little further. Every single rally goer will have their temperature checked. That's easy. I've been through that. They just hold up a little thermometer to your forehead. Takes about 1.8 seconds. Be provided a face mask. Thank you very much. I'll put that in my pocket. Maybe I could use it in the shop on a sanding job or grinding. And hand sanitizer. We're also taking precautions to keep rally goers safe in the Oklahoma heat, including providing water bottles to keep people hydrated. Very nice. Very good. And please have those on ice. I like that. On Monday, President Trump dismissed calls from demon rat, that's my way of pronouncing Democrat, lawmakers to cancel the rally. He writes, our president writes on Twitter, the far left fake news media, which had no COVID problem with the rioters and looters destroying Democrat-run cities, is trying to COVID shame us on our big rallies, the president wrote on Twitter. And then he ended with this, won't work. Earlier Monday, President Trump announced that his supporters have made nearly 1 million ticket requests for the rally. Now, we're 2 days later now, so it's going to be way above 1 million. And by Saturday, more yet. So there you go. That's a nice story. Let's see what else is cooking here. Boy, I was really worried about, you know, Fauci wouldn't want to go. Gee. You know, if Fauci were to appear in a Trump rally, he would be, once he was recognized, he would be booed out of the arena. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It would be the largest, loudest boos. The only thing louder would be the cheers for Trump. Then came the day at the bottom of we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in. See you in a moment.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
We're back, folks.
There's things to be done.
Thanks for tuning us in. I don't think I gave out the phone number if you want to participate. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you call in, I'll put you on the air. Let's find some more good stories here. Here's a story of there's so many of them. Watch Joe Biden delivering a sluggish finale for his stump speech. Mr. President, wake up. Let's listen to the inimitable Joe Biden. Career politician. I think he went into the Senate when he was 20. Was he 26 years old or whatever the minimum age is? He went into, he's been in government for his entire life. He's never had an actual job in the real world. Never made or created a single real job in the real world. Let's listen in.
Americans need a president who will put the American people first, not his or her own ego. America needs a president who will do the work, I'm ready on day one after more than 3 years in office. Why isn't Donald Trump ready? Mr. President, wake up. Get to work. There's so much more to be done.
Oh, wasn't that powerful? Did you feel that shiver run down your spine? Wow. Electrifying. I don't know. Maybe Joe Biden isn't the pushover that we thought he would be. The candidate ventured, here's Breitbart's recounting of his historic speech. The candidate ventured out of his basement hideaway to browbeat Trump over his handling of the coronavirus outbreak, fluctuating between whispers and yells. Biden ended in a seeming stream of consciousness. I'm ready on day one. Why isn't Donald Trump ready? Mr. President, wake up, get to work. Biden stared at members of the media for several moments before walking away, not taking any questions. And of course, you know, the pussycat supine media, they don't shout out to Joe Biden the way they do to Donald Trump. They don't yell and scream and jostle and shove to interrupt or disrupt any kind of a Trump appearance. No, they're all just quietly waiting for their signal from one of their thought controllers as to what they're supposed to say. All righty. America's medical graduates saying to Donald Trump, halt H-1B and J-1 visas. There's no shortage of doctors. American medical school graduates are asking President Trump to expand his executive order to halt the H-1B and J-1 visa programs that import thousands of foreign doctors every year, taking jobs away from qualified Americans who are unmatched for residencies. In interviews with columnist Michelle Malkin, American medical graduates say there is no shortage of qualified doctors. The medical process mandates that these graduates attend residency in order to begin practicing in the U.S. Oh, get this. Now get this. Get what's going on right here in the USA, folks. If a graduate of a medical school is unmatched, they are often left with hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt and no way to pay it back. Wow. One such graduate told Malcolm that more than 5,700 American medical graduates have gone unmatched for residencies this year as the U.S. keeps importing thousands of foreign doctors on H-1B and J-1 visas to fill residency spots. Now, folks, that's nuts. That's nuts. That's treasonous. Do you know how long it takes somebody to go through medical school and how much it costs? Do you realize how stressed out these people are when they walk across the stage with their medical diploma? And now they can't proceed to the next step, a residency which is mandatory for them to continue and to have any chance of paying back their humongous, and for a medical doctor, I think the student debt is like $250,000. This isn't America. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thanks for tuning us in. The article we were looking at is this. You know, and of course, this, you know, there's a common denominator here with everything that goes on from the deep state. All of us patriots have known what moment, what respite have we had in our whole lives where the government made sense, where anything that was going on emanating from the government seemed like it would benefit you or me. When was that time? Donald Trump is the first man who's given us that experience. And here's yet another case. We have thousands of real Americans graduating from medical school. I'm going to describe one in a moment. I just read this during the break. I couldn't believe it. This is a doctor, a black doctor, black American doctor. He just graduated from medical school. He can't get a residency. So he's off the career path now. And now what's open to him are jobs at Uber and Amazon Flex. Guess what his student loan total is as he graduates from medical school? Pick a number. $450,000. That's obscene. That's sick. That's crazy. $415,000 in student debt. And remember, folks, student debt The same SOB federal government that got that program going has also retroactively passed a law that student debt can never be forgiven. There are a few circumstances, total disability and so on, but you can never bankrupt your way out of student debt. It goes with you. You can get out of just about any loan, credit card, debt, but you can't get out of government student debt. That goes with you to the grave. Thank you very much, government. So what have you done? Well, now, here's what this black American doctor, a real American, says. You can't have a playing field where people from India can score high on an exam and have preference while we, Americans, are driving Uber and doing Amazon Flex in order to pay our bills. So Rajneesh from India, you see, he went to a medical school where the costs are basically zero, or in Pakistan. And then he scores, you know, he does well on a test, and he takes the job of an American away. He takes the residency of an American away. And interestingly, also, I've read articles on how these foreign students cheat on the tests, how they have people who go in, take the test for them. They lie, they cheat, they steal, whatever it takes, no conscience. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in America. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. And folks, that those 2.6 million I just described there, and that would be enough to finish off America. At that rate of importing and invasion, you're not going to have a country in within your lifetime. But that's just the beginning of the immigrant invasion. It's a tidal wave of invasion. All right, let's take a peek back at the president and see what he's doing over here on his Twitter account. He must have to eat dinner once in a while and stop tweeting. He says, Joe Biden, an hour ago, Joe Biden was a total failure in government. He bungled everything that he touched. And that's true. There's nothing distinguished about Joe Biden's career in government at all. He was there. He was president for every dumbass thing that the Obama, well, I'll just start calling him O'Biden. Call him Joe O'Biden. I'll bet you somebody's already started doing that. Everything that was wrong with the Obama administration, hey, you can put that down on, you can put that on Joe Biden. He can't claim he wasn't there. He didn't have anything to do with the spying on three-star General Michael Flynn. He was there. He was one of the participants in the spying on General Flynn, even after Donald Trump had already been duly elected president of the United States. The greatest crime in American history, the Obama administration, led by Barack Hussein, Communist Party, Obama himself, yes, Communist Party. His real father, Frank Davis, was the Communist Party organizer in Honolulu. And that's who he grew up with. He spent his time, he was called Uncle Frank by his mother, who sent him over there to be with Frank Davis constantly. The supposed father, Barack Hussein Obama Sr., was off in Kenya. What town was he in? But he was off in Kenya, a professor. He had nothing to do with the upbringing of Barack Obama Jr. And Frank Davis is his actual father. And of course, he's a lookalike. The two of them look identical and so on. And dreams of his real father, that is Frank Davis, a communist. Why am I saying this? because he grew up, spent time with his mentor, was the Communist Party organizer for Honolulu, Hawaii. So, yes, from the cradle, Barack Obama was raised as a communist. Let's go for another story here. This is a good one. William Barr, Attorney General, his Department of Justice is proposing rolling back big tech's legal immunity. This is important. Tucker Carlson has been on this story, that the greatest threat to our freedom actually comes, if you have to pinpoint one company or one person, he said Google is actually probably the biggest threat to our liberty as patriots. Carlson correctly points out that no company in history has had the scope of power that Google has over information and over what people are able to say or even to think. The Department of Justice is preparing proposals to roll back the legal immunities enjoyed by big tech companies under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act in measures that will be announced as early as Wednesday, sources told the Wall Street Journal. This is in an effort to make tech companies more responsible. Section 230 gives big tech companies, that's like Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, immunity from lawsuits arising from user-generated content. Now, that doesn't directly address the problem there. What we need from the Department of Justice and from the Trump administration, we need to establish that these big internet companies have the same status as public utilities as does any phone company. Long ago established that a phone company is a utility, your ability to use a phone and to say whatever the hell you want to say on your phone is sacred. No company can monitor what you're saying or delete or censor anything you're saying. That's U.S. law. Google needs to be placed under that category as a public utility, a place where you cannot be censored. And Trump needs to do that. Bill Barr needs to do that. Another problematic element of Section 230 is subsection C2, which grants tech companies immunity from lawsuits arising from their censorship of, quote, objectionable, unquote, content. This immunity gives them broad leeway to censor users, that means you and me, leaving no legal recourse for those who are censored, even if their social media accounts are critical to their livelihood or career. So that is on point right there. That's good. Now, this is bad. According to the report that the Wall Street Journal got their hands on, it also appears that the Justice Department will not try to strip tech companies of their immunity for censoring, quote, objectionable, unquote, content. Instead, aiming to spur big tech to be, quote, fairer and more consistent in their decisions to take down content they find objectionable, unquote. Not strong enough. It's going in the right direction, but spurring them to be fairer? No. With these SOBs, no. Spurs are not enough. Raking the spurs on these guys isn't going to get what you want. All right. I'm always hitting refresh on the president. See what he's up to. Let's find another good one here. We had a good one last night from John Nolte. A little bit of ripe language in there. Just looking back at that link that we used last night was very nice. All right, let's go over here to Breitbart and see what they're up to now. And I haven't even taken a look at Europe. The left is overwhelming us here in America so tremendously that we don't have a chance to pay attention to our cousins. Here's a story in Europe talking about invasions. Dozens of more illegal boats brought ashore at Dover, England. There's a picture of a boat crossing the English Channel, which is a pretty stormy body of water, not something you want to cross in a canoe. 70 illegal boat migrants reached Britain on Tuesday, as the number of Channel migrant crossings has set an annual record, despite only being halfway through the year. They crossed despite foggy conditions before being brought ashore by the UK Border Force. On Tuesday, two of these 70 migrants attempted to row their way across the English Channel from France in a small, I swear, folks, I hadn't seen this. I'm reading it for the first time. A small fiberglass canoe. I didn't know we had a canoe coming up in the text here. Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, what the burden that falls on us Europeans when one of these invaders is flopping around in the water. Lots of them don't even know how to swim. Flopping around in the water. Oh, the horror of it. He's drowning. He's going to die. It's our fault if he drowns. It's our guy that has to jump in the water, risk his own life. Have you ever done life-saving, folks? It's dangerous. Okay? Drowning people pull the lifesaver under all the time. I had lifesaver training, lifeguard training. That was one of the first things we covered. Don't let this guy pull you under. He can do it. So you're very concerned. But we're supposed to jump in the water, then yank him up onto the boat, then give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. This guy from sub-Saharan Africa with rabies and what's that other disease they get? They've got him, Ebola, and what's the other one they get? AIDS. Yeah. Give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, then go home and give your wife a kiss when you get home after that kind of day at work. Wow. They're sailing from their camps. These invaders are sailing from their camps in France across the channel at Calais and Dunkirk. Once they are brought ashore by immigration officials, they're given coronavirus masks, yet they are rarely tested for the disease. Her Majesty's Coast Guard is only concerned with preservation of life, rescuing those in trouble, and bringing them safely back to shore, where they will be handed over to the relevant partner, emergency services, or authorities. The spokesman for Her Majesty's Coast Guard tells us. And Nigel Farage answers with his tweet, more migrant boats yesterday with landings by UK authorities in Dover and Ramsgate. Clearly, a second port is now being used to prepare for the invasion. Our government says nothing. Former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott said this month, the problem will persist as long as the British government continues to bring migrants ashore. Okay, I'd like to hear where he's going with that. I think I like some of the alternatives. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks, and the, you know, I want to end where we, started out last night. You know, that I look for something that's encouraging, and I urge you to go online and find the procession in Jupiter, Florida. Hundreds of boats, magnificent boats. It's amazing how these Trump supporters know how to drive a boat, and they know how to maintain a boat. They know how to make a boat look sharp. Why is that? Why are Trump supporters such together people? In contrast to the people we see in Chaz in Seattle. But watch that march of Trump supporters with all those flags. And here's the music they're playing. And their ship's bells are sounding this. This is 1893, when America was great again. Think of that. 127 years ago, 1893, John Philip Sousa. You don't hear his music anymore. What happened? This is the good stuff. Instead, we hear, what's her name? Taylor Swift, who I'm sad to tell you is my 10th cousin. You know, you see the good genes, but what has she done with them? Here it is. Forgive me for interrupting. The band is the President's Own, which is what they're called, the President's Own United States Marine Band. Men and women. This is when we had music. This is when we had people able to write and perform music and people able to appreciate it. Come on, we can make America great again. We don't have to listen to crap. I'll fade this down and we'll, let's see, how are we doing? We might be out of time here for, yes, we are. We'll have to meet up again tomorrow night in here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you as always. And we will see you again tomorrow night. So long for now.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.